Keith Murray, what do you think? What's your reaction?
Well, here's the thing. It's 5:09 a.m., and it's not going to be a surprise to anyone that I'm wondering where the cocktails are.
Look, you don't get to 5:09 a.m. without drinking some liquor. I'm sorry, kids at home. Stop listening if you're listening. Where are the cocktails? Keith Murray.
I don't know. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. We've been in Europe 9-10 days now.
Easy.
I've had a lot of beer. I've had a skin full of wine for sure. Yeah. But not a lot of really nicely shaken cocktails. And I'll tell you what, that leaves me shaken. Chris, what do you think of that? What do you think of that?
What's the thing of that? The wordplay I love. The actual content upsets me. Here's the thing. Are cocktails an American trade? Are they a specialized product that can only be created in America? Because, I've been to New York. I've been to San Francisco. I've been to L.A. I've been to Dallas. I've been to Atlanta. I've had cocktails all over the heartland. I've also had them in Salt Lake City. I've also had them in Baltimore. I don't think there's a single bar in America you can walk into and you can't get a cocktail. And yet here in Europe, it's been a trial.
Chris, if there were no other way for us to get as drunk as we like to get, it would be a real problem. But turns out we're just fine. But here's the thing about Utrecht.
Oh, we have to start it over.
But so, look, Chris, the point is I've been drinking to calm my jangly nerves. Been in Utrecht for 48 hours now. And I'll tell you what, I almost died via bike 20, 40 times. I lost count.
I thought that you were gone the first time. And when I saw you die the second time, I assumed, well, afterward, I assumed that you had some kind of special bike-proof body. What is it with you and bikes in the Netherlands? And you seem to be able to walk right through them. You seem to be able to stand in front of them and they can pass through you. What's the deal?
Chris, here's the thing. I'm just a very lucky man. People have said that all the time. Read any review of a We Are Scientists album. I'm a very lucky man.
Of course.
And it's played itself out in the Utrecht bike scene. But we lost a lot of friends here the past couple of days.
Yeah.
Squeak of the wheel.
Yep.
The clatter of a handlebar into, skull shelf.
God.
And a squawk, a duck-like squawk is how I've heard a lot of my friends end their days.
God.
In Utrecht. So, yeah. Mix me up another cocktail, brother.
How do you think about...
More?
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What do you think about, from a city planner standpoint, biking? I mean, it's great having people flitting around on bikes. But on the counterpoint, people trying to survive. How do those two things make a sandwich for you?
Let me tell you those two things make a sandwich for me. I'm one of those folks who believes that I'm glad you asked in reference to city planning, because I'm one of those folks who believes that bikes belong in the country, brother. In fields you know, you can ride a bike over a copse, if you like, or a knoll, around a knoll, probably not over, you'd fall off. But yeah, stay out of the cities, brother. That's how I make my sandwich out of those two items.
What about, how do you feel about a local, totally, you know, offset from the public paths, a half pipe that's for bikes only, and it's in a backyard. It's not connected to the public paths.
Well, Chris, I do believe I'd vote to kill the man who proposed that.
Yes. Now, can I find out how extreme you are? What would you feel? What would you feel about a bike loop? You understand what a loop is for bikes?
I mean, I think I do. Are you talking about a road that circumnavigates an area?
I'm talking about a loop that just simply runs horizontally. In a loop.
Like a hamster wheel?
That's a demeaning term that we often try to not use. But
well, Chris, I'll tell you what: if we can get bikers to go on this hamster wheel of yours, and then we superheat it to 40,000 degrees, well, I guess I'm all in favor of that kind of thing.
Listen, you're clearly a bike hater.
I'm even keel about this, but if we can lure bikers into a superheated hamster wheel, well, I'm all about this.
What would you feel, and be honest with me, what would you feel about a loop that exists over the city? It's a 2.5 kilometer loop, and it exists over the city, and bicyclists could use it all day long.
Just how hot does this loop get, Chris?
12.5 centigrade.
I oppose it.
On what grounds?
Let's superheat this thing. Can we get this thing superheated?
What if we put, and this is me trying to be fair, what if we put an additional loop into it?
You say additional?
I'm saying if we can put one additional loop into the fucking loop.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay, sorry. And what? And what's this additional loop?
Well, it would obviously increase the temperature.
I vote yes. I vote yes. Yes, 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 1,000 times yes.
There's only one thing.
What?
There's only one thing. We would be allowed.
Who's this we? Who's we in this sense?
There would be an allowance.
You're dodging an important question, but I'll allow it at this point.
Given
your allowance, yeah.
An allowance would be legalized, whereupon folks could bike 5 miles per hour below the restricted minimum. In the loop, what's your problem with this? You're laughing as though it's a joke.
Wait,
to you.
Wait, bike 5 miles an hour below the restricted minimum. What is the restricted minimum?
Why does that matter to you?
What? I don't know.
Agree to the terms and we have a deal.
Yeah, yes, I agree, yes, yes. Sure.
Yeah. And now we will send this file to the city council, and hopefully they will.